This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 7 for Friday, August 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is a mixed Friday morning, with gains in the most active nearby contracts, but losses in the more deferred positions. Canola is down $1 to up $1.40. The November contract, it's up $1.40 at $491.20 per ton. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar this morning, which dropped back below 75 U.S. cents, provided underlying support. Solid export demand also underpinned the market. The Canadian Grain Commission released its final weekly grain handling report for the 2019-20 crop year, pegging total canola exports at 10.1 million tons. That compares with 9.3 million the previous year. But Chicago soybeans and soy oil were softer in early trade, and that did pressure canola. Relatively favorable prairie crop weather also weighed on values. In the U.S., soybeans are down to start the day, November 4 cents lower at $8.74 per bushel. Positioning ahead of a number of key reports from the USDA out next week Wednesday accounted for some of the activity. The data will include updated yield estimates, and general expectations are for an increase in average U.S. soybean yields as crop conditions remain relatively favorable across the Midwest. Bearish chart signals also weighed on prices ahead of the weekend, but good export demand was supportive. The USDA reported private export sales of nearly 500,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn, it was down as well as traders adjust positions ahead of next week's USDA reports. The December corn contract down 3 cents at $3.21 per bushel. Traders are also expecting upward revisions to U.S. corn yields and production numbers next week. Wheat, it's lower as well after briefly attempting a move higher in overnight trade. Chicago wheat down 9 cents in the December contract at $4.99 per bushel. Kansas City 6 cents lower in December at $4.22 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in December at $5.07 per bushel. While the technical charts remain pointed lower, declining crop estimates out of Argentina and Europe were a bit supportive, but on the other side, Canada is expected to have a large wheat crop this year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.